Kanti sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wathi inhlanhlathele lithuba lokubonga uJonga Kandemiri ngokusinika indaba ngolwimi lwesiShona. Olamukela ngenjabulo enkulu ku Studio 7 ngolesine mhla ka 29 ngobakazi 2023 ngupraxitus Jeremiah. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
ujaji uMnamato Mtebetsi lo kade ekhanyele icala lokubulalwa komntwana uTapiwa Makore sethole uTafadzwa Shamba loTapiwa Makore senior belocala elokubulala uTatwa Makore. Ngalokho kumele bavalelwe ejele okuminyaka eminingi.
Batholakale belecala ababikwa babulala umntwana oleminyaka eyisikhombisa uTapiwa Makore owabulawa ngomnyaka 2020 abathi uTafadzwa Shamba loTapiwa Makore.
So sethusa indlela esizukuthi kulama major cases amaningi kanje kwele Botswana. Lizwe leli Botswana silazi kulizwe leli lokuthula, but ukuthi sizothwasa ukubulawa abantu abangu-143 nje 6 months ukethusa kukhomba ukuba kukhona iproblem ekhona lapha. There could be a social problem taking place.
Amapolisa awele Botswana ahlaba umkhulu umkhosi ngokuqonga kwenani labantu ababulawa amahlayana elizweni. Ukuthi ke abakumsebenzi wokulibazisa uZulu abagoqela abaculi, imboni labanye abasesabelweni semathebelelandi North bakhala ngokuswela uxhaso kuhulumende lakwinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Batholakale belecala ababikwa babulala umntwana oleminyaka eyisikhombisa uTapiwa Makore obulawa ngomnyaka ka-2020. Laba ngabathi uTafadzwa Shamba loTapiwa Makore uyisomdala walomntwana. Ababili laba sebezamelela ukugwetshwa mhla ka-12 Ntulikazi. Umlondolozi Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
UMahluli uMnamato Mtebetsi womthethwandaba oyayikhothi eHarare uphe isinqumo sakhe kudaba lolu. Wathatha amahola amahlanu kusukela ngo-10 a.m. ekuseni usiyafika ngo-3 p.m. emini ebalisa ububi obenziwa ngababili laba. UMtebetsi uthe isenzo esenziwa ngababili laba sitshengisa ukuba balolunya, kungakho ubafumele belecala.
So we then meet on Monday, the 10th of July, at 10 o'clock, and sentence will be on Wednesday, the 12th of July.
Sizahlangana ngomvulo mhla ka 10 Ntulikazi, kodwa isigwebo nizabapha ngolwesithathu mhla ka 12 Ntulikazi.
Ukubulawa kukaTapiwa okwethusa abanengi elizweni lonke kwenzakala endaweni yaseMurewa ngomnyaka ka-2020. Isidumbu sakhe satholakala sihlinziwe, okwakuveza ukuthi wayelinyazwe kakubi. Ekutheniseni kwecala leli, abahluleli bathole ukuba kulobufakazi obusegcikeni ukuba uTafadzwa Shamba owayeyisebenzi kaTapiwa Makore wadala icala ndawonye loTapiwa Makore uyizomdala walomntwana. Lokhu babikwa bakwenza ngenhloso yokudinga umuthi wokwenza imali ngokuhlanganisa lezitho zomzimba zalomntwana. UShamba wavuma icala lakhe ngesikhathi ebuzisiswa ngodaba lolu esanda kubotshwa. UMahluli uthe icala eladalwa ngababili laba likhulu kakhulu, esithi babangela ubuhlungu obukhulu kubazali balomntwana. Esinye isakamuzi seHarare uMnumzana Matthias Dliwayo uthi ulethemba lokuba umthethwandaba uza kwethula isigwebo esilukhuni lokujezisa kanzima ababili laba.
Ujaji uMnamato Mtebetsi lo kade ekhanyele icala lokubulalwa komntwana uTapiwa Makore sethole uTafadzwa Shamba loTapiwa Makore senior belocala elokubulala uTatwa Makore. Ngalokho kumele bavalelwe ejele okuminyaka eminingi ngenxa yezinto abazenzayo lezi.
Ukuphawula kwesinqumo lesi wenziwe phambi komsakazo kamabona kude oZBC TV loba ilive streaming idale lisithi udaba lolu kufuze lube isifundo kuZulu. Okolunye udaba idale le High Court lidlulisele phambili kumhla ka 7 Ntulikazi udaba lomunye umsekeli weZANU-PF umnumzana Lovedale Mangwana ocele ukuba umthethwandaba wenqabele umnumzana Sylvia Kasukwere ukuba ancintise kukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe. Isikhulumeli sikaKasukwere unkosikazi Jackie Sandi uthi ulindele bayini esithi uzancintisa kukhetho.
Kusobala ukuthi khona khona uLovedale Mangwana lo kamanga yedwa ekuletheni indaba lakhe emthethwandaba waseHigh Court ngoba kuyakhanya sibili ukuthi umuntu lo uthunywe nguEmerson Mnangagwa. Lokhu ke kwenza kube sobala ukuthi Emerson Mnangagwa uyesaba kakhulu ukuza kukaPresident Sylvia Kasukwere emncintisaneni wokukhetha umongameli welizwe. Ungasenani thina siqhubekela phambili ngokukhuthaza uningi lweZimbabwe ukuthi lume ngemuva kukaPresident Sylvia Kasukwere lilindele njalo ukuza kwakhe.
Isicelo lesi siza ngesikhathi uKasukwere ekhangelelwe ukuba uzaphazamisa amathuba ebandla leZANU-PF ukunqoba ikakhulu esabelweni seMashonaland and Central lapho adabuka khona. Ibandla leZANU-PF kumbiko ekhitshwe kumaviki asanda kwedlula lithi ngalilani lokungena kukaKasukwere wezombusazwe. Ngimele isitudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Amapolisa kwele Botswana ahlaba omkhulu umkhosi ngokuqonga kwenani labantu ababulawa amahlayana elizweni lelo. Ezinye izizalwane zeZimbabwe eziphakathi kwalabo abalahlekelwe umphefumulo, kukanti ke abanye ngabadala amacala. Ngenhlathelo zendaba yeStudio 7, umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Isikhulumisa amapolisa kwele Botswana unkosikazi Selina Umphile uthi bakhathazekile ngokuqonga kwenani labantu ababulawa mahlayana. Lokhe kwasungula umnyaka sekubulewe abantu abangaba likhulu lamachumi amane lantathu, i-143, okutsho ukuthi kubulawa phose umuntu oyedwa ngelanga. Lokhu sekuchiye amapolisa ayithithibele sithi kakwazi ukuthi abantu sebengenwe yini elizweni elaziwa ngokuthi lilokuthula. AbeZimbabwe labo baphakathi kwalabo abalahlekelwa imphefumulo, kugoqela omunye wabulawa kabuhlungu etshele kanye lomunye osanda kudutshulwa ngempela viki. Ngempela viki kubotshwe njalo omunye oweZimbabwe edolobheni lePhalape kulandela ukuthi ayitheswe icala lokugwaza abulale isizalwane seBotswana. Amapolisa athi kuzehlakalo zempela viki ubulawa abantu abane okugoqela umtshayeli weloli odabuka eZimbabwe yena odutshulwe isikliwi ngesikhathi zimthathela imali lenye impahla. Elandisa ngesehlalo lesi omele amapolisa amnuzana Khotla Itsile Odira uthi oweZimbabwe kade esendleleni etshayela esiya eTanzania.
Motlhasolo nyora ga nna le gore go nne le o latlhegelwang ke botshelo.
Ukusehlakalo lesi kube khona olahlekelwe impilo ongumtshayeli weloli akade laye ulimele abakade bebahlasela bebesebenzisa umbhobho olahlekelwe impilo ngodabuka eZimbabwe.
Omunye osebenza njengomtshayeli wamaloli umnzana Ntokozo Thebe uthi lokhu kuyaba yethusa.
Kakusekho safe khona ukuthi siphumule. Sokusiya ngokuthi uhamba uphumule endaweni enjani. Ikakhulu especially njengathi siqhuba inqola ezinkulu. So ufuna ukuthi ungaphuma lapho uhamba usithi uyaphumula khona. Kube nenkambi yamapolisa around khonapho. Manje akubi lula, akukangaki futhi ukuthi uthole kusiba nenkambi yamapolisa lapho esiphumula khona.
Uthi owenza kube nzima ukuthi abagangileyo bayakwazi ukuthi abachayeli bamaloli bathole imali, kodwa ukuthi kufike kubulaweni komuntu sokuze kwenze besabe.
Amadoda lawa bayazi ukuthi abantu abaqhuba imali inqola ezinkulu, most of them babe bethwele izimali like ezama-toll gate and whatsoever ezokucross ama-bridge emabhodi ukubhadala ukudeclare izinto. Bayakwazi ukuthi ngabe kubambile kukhona bangakuthola of which kuze ufike esigabeni sokulala umuntu. Ayi thina abachayeli kithi songani sokuza siqhuqisa bese siba safe kakhulu xa silaphi kutswana, kodwa ke sohambe kwaphunyuka esandleni.
isizalwane seZimbabwe ehlala eHabromnumzana Dumezweni Ncube uthi ukubulawa mahlana kwabantu kukhomba ukuthi kulodubo emphakathini okumele lulungiswe.
Sokusethusa indlela esizukuthi kulama major cases amaningi kanje kwele Botswana. Ilizwe leli leBotswana silazi kulizwe lilokuthula, but ukuthi sizothiwa sokubulawa abantu abangu-143 nje 6 months ukwethusa kukhomba ukuba kukhona iproblem ekhona lapha. There could be a social problem taking place.
Amacala amaningi okubulala ayenzeka ngesikhathi senqabano kakhulu kwabathandanayo, ukulwa emabhawa kanye lokuthatha imphefumulo ngesikhathi izikliwe zingene endlini. Amapholisi athi asenenzelela ukuthi amacala okubulala amaningi adalwa ukwehluleka ukuzwisisana ngesikhathi kulokuphikisana. Baxwayise uZulu ukuthi angahambe ethwele isikhali eziyingozi ezifana lenqamu, njalo abantu bazitshayeze umkhuba wokuphuma kumpikiswano engagcina idala ukulahleka komphefumulo. Ngingumqondisi Dube oyindaba zeStudio 7 ngiSabron kwele Botswana.
Haba kumsebenzi wokulibazisa uZulu abaguqela abaculi imbongi labanye abasisabelweni seMathebeleland North bakhala ngokuswela uxhaso kuhulumende lakwezinye inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukuze benelise ukuthuthuka kolumsebenzi bathole inzuzo yokuziphilisa ngasikhathi sinye befeza isifiso sokuthokozisa uZulu lokulondoloza amasiko. Kubika unokuthaba Dlamini eseVictoria Falls.
Lokhu kuphume emhlanganweni wemfundiso oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso yezamalungelo abaculi eZimbabwe Music Rights Association Zimura obuthanise abakulumsebenzi wokuzithokozisa eChinotimbawole Victoria Falls. Umculi uRobert Dube oyimbongi ezalwa eLupane yena ukhala kakhulu ngokusweleka kwamathuba okuthuthukisa abakulumsebenzi, esithi lokhu kudala ukuba amasiko oluntu lwalesisabelo aqhubeke elahleka ngoba kungela ngitsho lamahofisi kule indawo abanga khala khona.
Abantu abasekhaya izipho balazo kodwa abancindezelo, ngabe kuseBoreni ngabe ngathi abalazo indawo zokuthi bayekhangisa imisebenzi yabo ukuze ikhule igqame bathole ukuthi kudlete fuleni ngayo. Okunye futhi okukhona ukuthi amahofisi awezimura akhatshana kakhulu akobulawayo. I-National Arts Council nxa isenza kumbe i-workshop niyani bakobulawayo, izimura labo bakobulawayo. So silokho thina sicwaswa ngokuhlala okuthiwa ngolimi lwemzini i-marginalization. Akukabi le nto elapha eseduze nathi esiyibona eseduze lathi.
Umculi wembube waseVictoria Falls uSibangelizwe Sibanda, umholi weqembu elizibiza ngokuthi Buntu bomuntu, ukhala ngokuthi abaculi abaningi balesisabelo bayachiwa phandle emincintiswaneni njalo nxa kule micimbi emikhulu edolobheni leli kabamenywa.
Asifuni justice naye ukuthi bulawayo ayizendleza ama-affairsayo harare la izenzela ama-affairsayo sizenzele awethu amafezayo ngoba like as it is here in Victoria Falls kule cultural diversity engeke ifanane le Harare le Bulawayo. We have all our tribes here, we have all our artists here akwanisa ukwenza what engeke kukhitshwe iHarare kumbe iBulawayo.
Lokhu kusekelwe nguThokozani Dube odabuka emangweni waseNswazi ongumholi weqembu lemkhankaso wamajaha. Yena uthi ukubandlululwa kwabaculi balesisabelo kusezingeni laphezulu.
Asikhangelwa, sikhangelelwa phansi. Uzananzelela ukuthi abanye siyaperforma, siperforma into efananayo. Mhlawumbe ubedlule wena ngeseniority, but uzathola ukuthi ngenxa yemhlobo abanye baphiwa imali nge-US nelwese siyaphiwa nge-RTGS. So izinto zihluphayo lezo kakhulu kakhulu. Xa usiba la national events asithathwa kubuya amabhendi from Harare, kubuya abantu from Bulawayo. Imagine umuntu ongangami siyahlabela ukufaka ingcebethu phambili lapha kuyayangisa. Ngihlabelele ukuthi ngiyisengiyibheka kodwa mina ngiyakwazi ukuthi ngile production yami very rich. Very rich. Mina ngiyakwazi into ngiyakukholwa lokhu into engiyenza i-very rich.
Unkosikazi Nokukhanya Moyo wohlangothi lukahulumende olwe-National Arts of Zimbabwe uthi isabelo lesi sinothile kakhulu ngaba kumsebenzi wokujabulisa uZulu abagoqela abaculi, inguqu, imbongi labanye.
Ukuba khona kwabo bafuna usekelo lwethu. And they need ukuthi siba assist in various places in different in their spaces abalawo. Into ye challenge kibo ye funding at the current moment. E funding, but we've got ama partners with like a culture fund, they offer e funding. And bona as artists they can help each other to uplift themselves.
Umnumzana Henry Makombe wenhlanganiso yezimura uthi bananzelele ukuthi abakulomsebenzi kabawazi umthetho obasekelayo lamalungelo abo, ngakho ke bakubone kufanele ukuqhutshwa komhlangano wemfundiso kulumango.
The reason why we are here is we want to empower abantu, our creator, our music, ama police, ama DJ, ama radio station, they should understand the rights that are involved in the exploitation of the artistic works.
Abezimura bathi uhlelo lwabo lolukalupheleli emathebelele North kuphela, kodwa bahlose ukuthi baluse ezigabeni zonke zelizwe kusiyafika ekupheleni kwawona lo umnyaka. Umhlangano wanamhlanje ubuthanise abakumsebenzi wokujabulisa uZulu abavela eLupane, eBinga, Wange lezinye indawo eziseduzane leVictoria Falls emangweni weMathebelele North. Iningi labangenela umhlangano bakhuthaze abezimura abenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo, osomabhizimusi abasebenzela kulindawo lohulumende ukuba basondele eduze labo basebenze ndawonye ukuthuthukisa lumango. Ekugqitshweni kwalomhlangano wemfundiso, abakulumsebenzi abakade bekhona baphiwe izithupha zokuqeqesha ngokwazi imithetho esekela imisebenzi yabo. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngiseVictoria Falls, nginguNokuthaba Dlamini.
Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane embikweni akhe awethulele uZulu edolobheni leChicago esabelweni se-Iliano khonapha eMelika izolo, umongameli Joe Biden uthe izibopho zikahulumende wakhe zokuthuthukisa umnotho sezincede kakhulu ukuvimba ukuwa kwesilinganiso sesisindo semali yelizwe kanye lokwehlisa inani labangelamsebenzi. Iningi lezihambi zaseMelika zikhala ukubhekana lobunzima bokuphuza ukusukuma kwendizamtshina kumbe ukuswelwa uhambo ezilindweni eziningi zendizamtshina elizweni lonke. Lokhu kwenzakala ngesikhathi abantu abaningi bethethe insuku sokungayi emsebenzini bebambanisa losuku lwekhefu olokuthakazelela inkululeko yelemelika elikamhla ka-4 Ntulikazi kumbe 4th of July. Asekankasela ngamandla ukhetho oluzayo amabandla wonke ezombusazwe eZimbabwe ngesikhathi kulungiselelwa ukhetho olukhulu oluzaqhutshwa ngoNcobakazi lonyaka. Amabandla amakhulu aphakathi kokhetho lolu ngeleZANU PF lele Citizens Coalition for Change elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chambisa, wona ke athembisa abantu izulu lomhlaba. Elezan PF liziqhenya ngohlelo lokuvuselela eminye imigwaqo ezokulima lokuphandela ukudla abaswelayo lokunye. Lithi liza kwenza okuningi lingabiselwa embusweni ngoNcobakazi. Kodwa elesisisi lona lithi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi kulungiswe umnotho welizwe omanikiniki lokunye. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu, uGibbs Dube weStudio 7 uxoxele uNkosazana Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa owebandla le-CCC lomnumzana Kudamsaka owebandla leZANU PF.
Abantu masikhankasa sibabonisa isimo esiphila kuso esibuhlungu kakhulu kulelizwe leZimbabwe. Sibatshela lokuthi ma ngabe ubaba u-advocate Nelson Chamisa engenile kuningi kuzatshintsha. I-health yethu i-health system yethu ayisebenzi kahle, infrastructure zonke zifile ma kungavuselelwa. Kube le mitshina ngezibhedlela thina ikakhulu esala emakhaya, uzafica ukuthi mzukwane ugula kumele utransfere usiwe esibhedlela sakobulawa central izihlobo zakho zikhatshana. Nxa ngabe izibhedlela zingaba better equipped, izikolo zingaba better equipped, konke nje kuhambe kuhle baba, mbone ngani ukungena kwamnumzana ubaba uThomisa kungenza kube ngcono le mgwaqo. Siyayibona ukuthi file abantu bayahlupheka, amagesi yinto ekhatshana, kuningi nje okungalunganga kuleli lizwe ukuthi nxa ubaba uThomisa engangena kungalungiseka. Yikho sikutshela abantu baba.
Ye baba Msaka, uyezwa lapho uyakhuluma umama uthi hayi ibandla leZANU PF kukhanya ngizana sikahle. So bakhuluma ngikhona ukuthi livele sokumele ungani liyasuswa embusweni la.
Ngasizwa kahle Lifuna ngikhuluma ukuthi thina sibatshelani abantu ku-ground ngisho.
Ye, kunjalo sibili. Umzile la umama ekhuluma. Ye, qhubeka ba.
Ye, siyabonga. Thina abantu esibatshela khona ku-ground njengezani phezu sibatshela nje into ezimpathi. Okuqala sibatshela ukuthi ilizwe lakhe ngabanikazi balo. Okwesibili sibatshela ukuthi liphinde livuse ngabanikazi balo. Okwesithathu sibatshela njalo ukuthi liphinde likhulekelwe ngabanikazi balo. Ngakho lokho sibatshela nje ukuthi ilizwe aliyakwa ngomnyaka munye. Ilizwe liyakhiwa ngesikhathi ngesikhathi liyathatha isikhathi. Sibatshengisa intuthuko emnandi esenziwe ngubaba uMnangagwa ngesikhathi esifitshane asesingenile. Sibatshela ngemigwaqo emihle eyenziwayo ngubaba uMnangagwa. Lapho ohamba khona imigwaqo iyakhiwa. Kodwa kuma-highway siyakubona kwenzakala. Emakhaya iyagreda imigwaqo njalo enye ifakwa amatara. Sibatshela njalo ngamagetsi ayisiphethiwani esifinawo lapha elizweni. Sibatshela ngobuhle be-rural electrification. Sibatshela ngobuhle bamagetsi esifinawo lapha elizweni kokuthi akusela load shedding. Sibatshele njalo nge-agriculture esithuthukile. Lapha sesikhangela khona njengelizwe ukuthi asisathengi kwamanye amazwe. Konke sikudlayo sesikulima lapha. Sigcizile lesikhonapho sibatshele ngepumbuta leyo eyalethwa ngumkhokheli owelizwe. Incedisayo kakhulu emakhaya. Kuningi siphinde sibatshele ngentuthuko eyenzayo kumamayinzi. Sibatshele ngalokhu ubaba uMnangagwa akwenzayo emadamini kuyakha amadamu. Sibatshele ngezibhorane ubaba uMnangagwa asifakela khona abantu ukubana bibe namanzi. Kuningi kakhulu esibatshela khona isikhathi sesihluphayo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Mamlojo, nangu-ke uyakhuluma umsaga lapho uthi kuningi abatshela abantu okunye kwangikhona imigwaqo lokunye okuthize. Kambe babatshela iqiniso yini kumbe lapha-ke basethwa bantu?
Angazi ukuthi imigwaqo yakhona ingabe isathiwa ngathi kwakuduze. Mina imigwaqo engiwuhambayo njengomuntu ezoyela ematopo, ngihamba ngoma-topos road, angaze ngawubona. Ngisuke lapho ngithatha imigwaqo eSt Joseph, ngisiya ePlumtree, umuki njalo. Ngisuke lapho mzukwana ngicabanga ngeGwanda, nxa ngisuka kithi ematopo ngingena eGwanda road, kubi njalo. So i-development le abayikhulumayo asikayiboni. Kunjalo nje ngingumuntu ophathekayo kwezokulima, i-GMB sikusela ngingahambisa i-wheat yami ngo-December, angingatholi imbadalo yakhona. Kuthi kunjalo baba, silezihlobo ezigulayo sezibhedlela, sikhuluma nje masithi izibhedlela zifile asophupho, yinto esiyibona nsuku zonke, abantu bahluphekile ezibhedlela lapha. Kunjalo nje nabantwana abafunda isikolo, baba uGibbs, kuningi okufuneka ezikolo, okufuneka kumzali. Kunjalo nje imali yakhona ngingelayo, sikhipha amabhuku, sithenga ama-textbook. Thina sathi sifunda ngezikhathi zethu, sasifunda ama-textbook iloko edabukile kodwa ekhona. Khathesi awasekho, kutshintsha ama-curriculum, kutshintsha lokhu, sibona nje kutshintshile. So lokho kukhulunywa ngakho i-development ekuyelo baba uMnangagwa. Thina kusho ukuthi nxabe sithi imantra yabo ithi leaving no one behind, clearly thina njengemathebelelo nguwa marginalized, wa left behind. Sithi sinjalo nje amadamu lawa abakhuluma ngawo, hanti ngako obulawayo akula kushota kwamanzi. Nxa kuyikuthi amadamu uhulumende uyawakha njengoba esitsho, sithi sinjalo nje emakhaya, nxa ngabe amadamu ekhona antsho kube sesile ndawo zokuthi amanzi ayadonsele emizini abantu kungela sidingo sesibhorane. So thina i-development kusho ukuthi sethule sibili kodwa singabanikazi elizinjalo.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke Mzanga. Uyazizwa lapha-ke umama uyakhuluma sibili ukuthi ababoni khona ukuthi libatshela khona kungaba kuliqiniso. Kambe libatshela iqiniso abantu yini nxa singabuza kumbuzo le?
Ngiyanyamakala kakhulu baba Dube, angazi ukuthi umama uphila kuliphilise kumbe umama uphisa ukuthi engavulamise ebone ubuhle obenza ngubaba uMnangagwa. Ukhuluma ngemigwaqo. Okokuqala yikuthi akula lapha izine engaze ngene iChamisa lapha ayeyakha khona imigwaqo yonke kanye kanye. Imigwaqo iyakhwa ichiyana. Ngikhuluma nje lapho ohamba khona i-CTF ibhizi emakhaya ngale iyakha imigwaqo. Kathesi ungakhangela i-Bed Bridge isiya elokhuzeni eHarare, umgwaqo uyabukeka sibili. Efolos iyalingisa miningi imigwaqo engayiso. Yina le ayitsho yahamba kiyo, ungayenzakala ukuthi layo ayekathintwa kodwa konke amaprovinsi yabanjwa.
Umnkosazana Nonhlanhla Mlotshwa owebandla le-CCC lomnumzana Khula Mzaka owebandla le-ZANU PF bexoxa loGibbs Dube weStudio 7. Uphuma imbono ehlukileyo ngodaba lomthetho ofimba kusetshenziswa kwempahla esetshenziswa kwezocansi ngemva kokuba abanye abesifazane baseZimbabwe bekweze udaba lwabo emthethwandaba bephikisa umthetho owalisa kusetshenziswa kwama-sex toys. Umthetho weZimbabwe uthi limpahla yezocansi ingamanyala njalo iyingozi ezimisweni zokuphatheka emphatheni. Ziphatha emphakathini. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba.
Lokhu kuza ngemva kokuba uNkosazana Sithabile Dewa ekweze emthethwandaba lolu daba ephikisa ingxenye yalomthetho esithi usumdala njalo ungoncindezelayo lokwephula ilungelo lenkululeko yakhe. Wasa amaphepha akhe emthethwandaba ngenyanga kaMbimbitho walonyaka emangalela uhulumende weZimbabwe efuna ukuba ezinye ingxenye zomthetho lo zesulwe. Usithabile utshelela umsakazo ukuba akasafuni ukuthathwa amazwi ngalolu daba ngoba eseqondise amandla akhe kwezokuqhutshwa kokhetho olukhona mhlaka 23 Ncwabakazi lonyaka lanxa enguye owalukhweza emthethwandaba lolu daba. Eyinye inkokheli enhlanganisweni ezilwela ilungelo labesifazane ithi lanxa bengafisa ukukhuluma phezu kwalolu daba ngeke bakwenze okusegcekeni ngoba besesaba ukujeziswa ngendlela ezijiyeneyo. Umqondisi wenhlanganiso ekhankasela ukufundiswa kukaZulu ngesisekelo sombuso ye#thisconstitution uNkosikazi Abigail Mupambi uthi uvumelana lohulumende ukungavumeli ukungeniswa loba ukusetshenziswa kwale impahla yocansi.
Ngibona ngathi ibanyo naleyo ngiyayisekela sibili ngoba kuyinto eyangisayo esintwini sethu njengabantu abamnyama. Asikwazi lokho, asikaze sikuzwe. Sibona ngathi lokho kuyabe kusiyeyisa njengabantu besintwini.
Uqhubeke uMpambi ethi kuyinto eyangisayo esintwini njalo engelasithunzi ukukhuluma ngale mpahla.
Ngakho mina ngiyasekela ukuthi leyo nto ingavunyelwa. Lokho kuthiwa ngama-toys, uhlukubone sibili ukuthi hayi kuyifiction. Angikholwa ukuthi kukhona esintwini. Singabantu abamnyama silakho esikukholwayo. Okunye lokhu imbona ngathi hayi bakithi kuyabe sokudlulisa amalawulo.
UDokotela Ruth Labote upha umbono wakhe nxa kukhangela ehlangothini lwezempilakahle.
Mina into ethiwa yi-sex toy anzake ngiyibone futhi ngisesikolo ngifundela ubudokotela, asizange sifundise ngama-sex toy.
Uchaze lolu daba njengolufana lezinye nje indaba azizwayo ukuba zenziwa ngabantu. UDr Labode,
into engazake ingene engqondweni yami because I think ukufanana le week umuntu ogqoka i-week okhetha ugqoka i-week kumbe ufuna ukwenza whatever laba abafaka intolwane ngaphansi konke lokhu, for me it's the same.
Kodwa umsunguli wenhlanganiso ephatheke kumikhankaso yokufundisa uZulu ngempilakahle yengqondo ye-The Peace Hub Zimbabwe, uNkosazana Irene Peace Wongwe, yena oyi-social worker, uthi kuyikubandlulula ukusebenzisa ingxenye yomthetho ungakhangelwanga wonke ukuthi uthini. UNkosazana Wongwe uthi usetshenziswa ngendlela ebandlululayo lomthetho njengoba kungekho okwenziwa kulabo abenza ucansi egcekeni, kodwa usetshenziswe ebantwini abasebenzisa limpahla ensitha okuthiwa kayivunyelwa.
So we come to Zimbabwe, we've got a lot of people. Today you are given a lot of attention in the name of socializing influencers.
Silabantu abaningi lapha eZimbabwe abanikezwa ukunakwa okunengi egameni lokuthi bazise abantu abanye babo baze bathole imisebenzi yokukhankasela impahla kumankampani ahleliphekayo. Kodwa uma ungena emakhasini abo kuFacebook, Instagram nakuTwitter ezinkundleni zokuzikazisa, laba bantu balokuthile esingakubheka njengokungahloniphekiyo okungamanyala kakhulu ngoba abanye babo baze babonakale benqunu, abanye babo besenza ucansi phambi kwamabonakude.
Ingxenye yomthetho waseZimbabwe wokulawula kwezokuzijabulisa yenza ukungeniswa noma ukuphathwa kwempahla yezocansi kube ngokungekho emthethweni.
Ku-Live Talk namhlanje kuhlelo asiyihluzeni bomama sikhangela udaba osolugwezwe emthethandaba lokuphikisa isinqumo sikahulumende sokuvimba ukuthenga lokuthengiswa kwempahla esetshenziswa kwezocansi ama-sex toys ngabesifazane. Silugqiba-ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje. Oliver Lelisayo, uPraxedes Jeremiah.